Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuzla.
Hey, 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 Peace Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Today went so fast for me, but I'm here. Excited to be back.
Yes.
And, how are you?
Yeah, well. I'm a lot better. I'm glad to be back as well. It has been a rough month from November until now, but you know we're soldiering on, as they say. We're getting through it, and figure, hey, we got to get back in and wrap this year up, start fresh next year, new content, and hopefully some new guests and a whole bunch of other stuff that we got cooking.
Yes, and your Queen Vi Reality Talk and Reality Network t-shirts will be available, mugs, wine glasses, of course. That wouldn't be me if I ain't sell no wine glasses. And shot glasses, so that'll be coming.
Ho, shot glasses,
yes.
With the Queen Vi Reality Talk?
Yes.
Oh shit! You mean I could get?
Don't we
get
drunk? Straight no chaser.
You mean to tell me I can sip on some strange, crazy, strong shit with Queen Vi's name written on the side of it? I like it. I like it.
That's gonna be that's gonna be coming.
Now that you're officially in the print business, can you do print jobs on Depends? Adult diapers? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get pissy and shitty drunk before this year. I had a hell of a year, Queen, a hell of a year. But I'm going to save that for our yearly wrap-up show.
Yeah. But just think about it. You're getting to it. We're going to get to it on that show. But, I mean,
so,
I'm still a fan.
So all the listeners, I want y'all to start a petition. We want Queen Vi to do some print jobs on adult diapers. It's gonna be some pissy shitty people, pissy shitty drunk. We gonna need adult diapers for this damn after the way this year kicked us around. Dang. Goodness gracious, but
only merch. Not only merch for the show, for the
mm-hmm.
listeners for the show, but also if they have their own business or company or brand that they want a gear or something for, you know, we do that as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. I think we're going to cover that a little more this Thursday. We got mm-hmm. we're planning our yearly big business shout out show we do every year around the holidays. So we'll touch base on that more. Hopefully we'll have a few business owners call up. Not a few, we want a shitload. We want people calling up and telling us about their beautiful business and see if we can get them some last minute sales before the holiday kicks in next year.
Yep. You got a moment to come on and brag about yourself. Talk big.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. So what you been up to, Queen? it's been 5 weeks since we've been on air.
I mean, I've been, you know, doing the printing, the being a mommy with the move and making sure my kids' health is intact because, you know, they're both diabetic, two different types,
man.
But still, they're adjusting wonderfully in their new school. Actually had a meeting with their both of their schools, and they're talking about some big things. They want my son to join some programs. He's in a couple of classes that he's only freshman in. So, I mean, they're doing great. You know, I've been working on some new ideas to get some content out for the YouTube channel. And, you know, so, I mean, I've been on hiatus from the show, but not Queen Vi as a whole because, you know, it's different moving parts to this. We both got other things that we still have to make sure get done. So hopefully all my hard work will pay off when everything just come full force, you know, for January. I'm talking about weekly lives for the paparazzi jury, weekly episodes on the YouTube channel. I'm going to have another pure romance show. Everything must go, but I'm also going to be doing a part of my YouTube channel is going to be completely dedicated to the sex part of life and relationships. So
we need that.
So you're talking about a
freaky division on the YouTube channel.
Yes. Some tips.
Oh shit!
Some tricks. Some advice. You know, answer some questions. You know.
Well, sign me up. Shit. All right. So what are we doing here today? This is our our big comeback show that we have nothing planned for. Shut up.
Go ahead. Shout out.
No, I was going to say shout out to the people who dialed in, who is listening through the line. Shout out to everyone who's listening online. We thank you for tuning back in with us. We know we've been going for a while. It's all my fault. Dr. Queen is on me. I've been through a few things, but I'm coming out on the other side. So we're here, right. Goddamn it.
Yes, so welcome back to the Reality Talk Podcast. This episode 10, and we are going to discuss some hot topics and more. So we're going to catch up. You can call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Or you can interact with us like you guys do oh so well on the social media page. And I'm ready when you are.
Just what the hell? So where do we start? There's been so much shit going on. Well, what's on your mind? Let's start with you, ladies first. And what's going on and what interests you? Real quick housekeeping. Like I said, this is an unformatted show. This is two people who are kicking it, having a conversation. I don't want to say it was last minute, but it's kind of last minute because we wanted to put something out and let folks know that we're still here. I had to take some time off for my health, but I'm here. So don't expect an in-depth conversation unless it falls that way. We can slide some fuckery in there, though, right, Queen?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll find some bullshit to slide in there.
So, I mean, first, as I always say, when it comes to taking care of your health, your physical, your mental, your emotional, you know, just your all-around health is very important. It's always have come first when it comes to us, whether we're discussing it on the show or we're going through it on our day-to-day lives. So I always say that comes first, you know. You don't want a couple of nutcases giving y'all advice all the time.
So,
I'm not taking it. I said a couple
got
one,
news for you.
Well, both of us can't be.
Yeah, because so. I what's that movie, the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest? Yeah, well, that was me. I lost my shit. I ain't gonna need to sit there and lie to you. But you're right. Your health is important, especially your mental health. And, you know, I like to consider myself to be an open person, so I don't have any problem with sharing. Your mental health, when your mental health causes your physical health to decline, that's a serious issue. And
it is.
Yeah, and so I had to deal with it on both ends. But, you know, it's a part of life, and just something that we have to take a little more serious and take responsibility for. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to talk to someone. It's okay to go get yourself checked out, because you know you. You're supposed to know you, and if you don't know you, then you're doing you a disservice. So
right.
When you see that you're not yourself, you got to do something mm-hmm. about it.
It's you okay know. To cut people off that is causing it, you know, because that's that's the issue in itself. Unfortunately, people are going to come across all those type of people every day in life. But you live and you learn. When you see those red flags, run. And just know you can't help everybody, and everybody is not good for you. So we go on. You know, it's okay to tell people to kiss your ass and give them the deuces while they watch your ass walk away. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's life. Even when you're dealing with family, friends, because I know some people. I was just having a conversation with someone about an ex of mine that he felt he has to be loyal to certain people because he knew them for a long time. And even his family, his mom and his sister, his dad. So he came from that type of toxic upbringing where no matter what someone did to him, he was being told, oh, that's you know, that's how your sister is, or that's just your mom, that's your dad, you got to forgive him, you got to communicate. No, the hell you don't. No, you don't. You do not have to keep those type of people in life, especially when you start having a family of your own. You know what they say, you can't choose the family you're born in, but you can choose the family you create.
Right.
And so when you're born, as you get older and you know better, you do better. And you're able to sense, especially when you grow up and you see other people is not functioning, like, or don't do things how your family or how your household did things. And then you kind of pick and choose, okay, this part was for my good. It made me a better person. This person made me, this way made me feel a certain type of way. So I don't want my children or my mate or whomever in my life to feel this way, you know, so I'm not going to do it. You know, a lot of things in life is about, you know, lessons, you know, trials and errors, you know. But accountability is very important when it comes to that.
Yeah, exactly right. Because accountability is only a sign that you're on top of your shit. Being able to check yourself and accept your what role you played into the situation. You know, I completely understand everything you just said, because I've recently experienced several instances where I found myself falling into a bad state of mind because of quote unquote friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know me, there are people who are listening that have known me since I was 12. I take pride in my friendships. I'm very meticulous with who I call friend, who I let in my circle, who I talk to. And sometimes we get comfortable. And when we get comfortable, we let, like they say, you let your grass grow, the snakes get in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your ass. I've recently realized that I have to do better at trusting my own gut. Because I go, well, that person wouldn't do that to me. That person wouldn't do that to me again. Oh, that person. And then next thing you know, I'm getting fucked over. I got to do better at that. I have to get back to the idea of evaluating everyone who's in my circumference. Do they care about me as much as I care about them? Because one of the things I noticed is, aside from a handful of folks, and shout out to the people who checked on me over the last couple months, I appreciate you. But there's some people who the only time they bang my line is when they wanted something from me. And I'm going, well, I'm kind of fucking, in the hospital right now. I can't help you. Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk to you later. And then I'll hear from anymore. We have to start doing better at removing people.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the castle of Hakim, I'm going, everyone's here because I want them here. And I love these people. I care about these people. And then I spend so much time giving a shit about people that I'm never stopped to go, oh, did this person even give two fucks about me? And then when the bottom falls out of the friendship or the relationship or whatever the hell it is, then I'm looking stupid. And that's my fault. I can't blame anyone but me because I got too comfortable. And that's something I have to work on. And when you're sitting around and you're talking to other people and you hear their stories and you go, okay, I'm not alone. So this is a damn pandemic. Everybody's doing this shit apparently. We just got people walking in and out of our lives and tearing up shit and leaving us looking stupid. So I completely get it,
I mean, but you got to understand, some people are great at what they do. Some people can play the role or put up the representative longer than others, and unfortunately, people, we're going to come across those type of people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only downside about that is sometimes it will start affecting how you interact or how open you are to letting new people in, because if it's people that you trusted and you knew, that's going to do you dirty. Damn, what is this person that don't know me, don't have any history with me, don't really care about me, and trying to get to a point, where you can, trust each other. What the hell are they going to do? They have no ties, to you. And I say that because, unfortunately, it is going to have some type of effects on how we, as people, interact with people once you have experienced certain things. But please, everybody out there, do not let that stop you from being a good person. Do not let that stop you from, interacting with people, whether it's for business or just getting to know. Everybody know I'm not that huge, on friends. But as far as, like, helping people, listening, giving advice, that's always been my calling. That's one of the reasons why, I decided to do the radio show, because it's always, I'm a talker. Y'all know. Remember, I used to do them two-hour shows. At first, I started off by myself
because
I can talk.
So, yeah.
I can talk. And as long as I'm being heard even by one person and they get me and they feel me and I'm helping that one person, what's the rest? If they not feeling it, they not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? If I can reach and help one person,
mm-hmm.
then I've served my purpose. Fortunately, I have more than one person that tunes in and listens and really look forward to what we do, So I'm thankful for that, and I'm blessed to have that. Y'all get my crazy ass. I be telling people all the time, I said they listen because they know I'm a wild card, And I'm glad I was able to start a platform and be myself, not fit mm-hmm. in a box for anyone. And y'all like my crazy. Y'all really like my crazy ass.
Yeah, it's about connecting with people, and mm-hmm. the connections that we make with people, if they're genuine, if they're real, we got to cherish them. But we have to, you know, it's sad to say that some connections are temporary connections.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot. You know, like I have a saying that shout out to Brother John Skeef. He used to say it to us all the time back in West Philadelphia High. Life's going to keep teaching. You better keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the rightful age of 47, I've learned more about myself in the last 3 months than I've been paying attention to in the last 10 years. Because it wasn't about me. I know me. The one thing that I start slipping on is how does me interact with others? About, mm-hmm. you know, more so how much I care about people and how much I invest in people. And with all the shit I got going on, I still make time to try to help and be supportive and you know, put energy into people. And it's just like, okay, well, damn, where they at now?
Yeah.
But it's my fault, you know, and now that I know, I will do better. That's just the goal. When you see that you have a weakness, you know, you toughen it up a little bit and you do better. But you're
know,
right. Don't. Go ahead.
But you know how come sometimes when people do certain things to people, it has everything to do with them as individuals and not as the person that they're doing wrong to. You know, just like when somebody cheats on a mate and you got that person that got cheated on is saying, what did I do wrong? Why did they cheat on me? It's because they're a cheater. They had absolutely nothing. I mean, it could have nothing to do with what that person did wrong. That person could have cooked, cleaned, gave up sex whenever they wanted to bought some things, show all 5 love languages, and that person is just a cheater. They're just no good. They just wasn't meant mm-hmm. for, they just didn't deserve that type of person. So the same thing, you know, goes for you and anyone else, it, to me as well. It's just that some people are meant to be exactly who they are, and it doesn't matter how much time, effort, and energy someone put into someone to make them better in any area in their life, they are who they are. And that karma going to come back around. When you do good people wrong, that karma come bitch smack the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So you ain't going to see it coming. So I know you're saying when you see a weakness, you know, you got to tighten up and you got to deal with it, you got to fix it. But at the same time, it may be something that you see as a weakness on your part, but it's saying a lot about that person, that individual, that flaw, that weakness that they have because they didn't utilize the person that was brought into their life to help them grow, to help them change into a better person. You know, because sometimes people can do better when they see. Just because you came in their life and showed them better, that doesn't mean it was wise enough to obtain that knowledge and make those changes.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't see. I like to think that I've, after so many negative experiences with people, that I have trained myself to pivot a little bit better. I mean, I've spent many, many, many years alone with the understanding that I'm smart enough to know that anybody at any time could wake up tomorrow morning and say, fuck you, and just completely do a 360, either by choice, by circumstance, or whatever the case may be. And I've always known that, and I've prided myself on knowing that. That's one of the ways I would survive, not end up in a crazy house. But I think because of all the other stuff that was going on, I wasn't focused on that fact, and I got caught slipping. So I'm imagining it's weird that I find myself in this situation to where I'm starting to see people for who they are, and I kind of knew that they had the potential to be that way. And my own arrogance, oh, they would never do that to me. Shit. Would they say anybody can get it? So that's just a part of life, though. I mean, because we all have that fucked up friend or relative or whoever the case may be who we know we're always there for them, but they ain't never there for us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We know we're, you know, but we still love them anyway. We still hang out with them. We still support them because we know that they're fucking stupid and they probably don't even realize it. Or that's just who they are. So we accept them for who they are. But the problem is, in accepting them, you're accepting all of that nonsense. To your point, with the karma, that's some real shit. That is some real shit. And when you do dirt, you get dirt. And it ain't just doing dirt, it's participating in dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you find yourself connected to a piece of shit and you roll around in the mud with the pig, and you filthy too. So we just got to do better in 2022. We can't go into 2022 doing the same old goofy ass shit just to tread water,
right.
Just to settle, just to, you know. We're gonna get a little more deeper next week when we do the wrap up show. Well, I'm sorry, week after next before New Year's when we do our wrap up show. But we gotta do better, man. We gotta do better. But yeah, mental health is good. It's okay to let people go. Fuck them people.
Yes. Speaking of mental health,
it feels good seeing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has been lately over the last few weeks, months. I want to say this month and last month, especially being around the holidays, it has been at its increase on my timeline with the violence. People shooting up schools, kids getting hit in the crossfire. I'm talking about somebody sitting there eating, a child eating Thanksgiving dinner, and a stray bullet comes through the window and kill them. Drive-bys, the attack on women from ex-husbands, boyfriends, baby daddies. It's just ridiculous. It makes no sense. It started, what was her name, Gabby? It was like, okay, well, that's not the first missing person, but they really put a lot of time and attention into that case. And then you just start seeing these more and more stories. Okay, well, what about my daughter? What about my granddaughter? What about this mother of two or mother of four? And then slowly, after that, I start seeing more headlines. Oh, body found of a mother of such and such amount of kids, or a young lady, and guess who's getting arrested? It's the husband. It's the baby father. It's the boyfriend. It's the ex-husband, the ex-boyfriend. And I'm just like, what is going on? What is going on in people's brains that this is the go-to? Like, to the point where you're not going to up and leave. You want to kill somebody. You want to take them away from their children, because it just don't stop there with that life ending. You look at the damage you're doing to the children. It's a lot.
It is, because it's like, just living here in Philly where, I mean, jeez, I've never seen so many sisters get hurt, either wounded or killed. And we got to protect our women. That has to be the next movement. We have to protect our women and our children because this shit is getting out of control. And I don't know, you know, we had this conversation when the pandemic started. We're going to see the nature of man. We thought we was going to see it with everybody trapped in the house for that period of time, but no, it's almost like it if there's any cuckoo in a person, it's coming out. Whatever it was, whether it was laying dormant, but that shit's out. And men have, I don't want to say all, but there, some of these abusive men have, they're not holding back. You know, saw the NFL ball last month, beating the shit out of his woman on camera. You know, a young lady was shot 10 times here in Philly the other day. So we have to figure out how to protect our women a little better. And, you know, another thing before I forget, shout out to the women who are getting their permits, you know, who are getting their, it's like that's, you know, it's sad to say, I don't like guns. I hate guns. But I understand that they're necessary in certain most times. They're not. But you got to be able to protect yourselves. You know, you got to, because whether you're walking to the gas station or the, or you know, you just coming home. Saw the video with the lady walk. It went viral. She was walking up to her house. The sister opened up the door and the bull was right behind her. So it's like, and then the other, but my favorite viral one is some dude went and did the same thing, followed the chick into her house. He walked into a room full of dudes and they beat the teetotal shit out of him. So
as they should,
we need more of that, as they should. Shout out to Ms. Dilden. She has a statement. The California PD made a statement that people should not come to the city because they cannot guarantee their safety. And I wish all these municipalities would be that honest.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is a lot of these police departments, especially the ones that has a huge black population, they have fallen back. They're falling back. And they're doing it to punish us. From the marches and the protests and the defund the police statements, this is their way of getting us. Okay, well, let's see how you do without us. So, yeah, it's scary. Queen, we got a caller.
Okay.
Let's bring him into the conversation. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Reality Talk Podcast.
Welcome.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don G, CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network winning team. Man, I'm just loving the top of this conversation. Y'all are really digging deep into the subject.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Is that something you want to add on to it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me add it for a first. So I want to thank all the meetings and callers out there in the radio land that's hearing this broadcast. Thank y'all for your contributions and support of this network. With that being said, I feel like people are changing. This whole world is about to be opened up in 2022. If you look around you, everything's not going to be locked down. People are not going to be wearing masks, and it's not going to be this mandate. So things, business opportunities that was there before shall be open come 2022. So I bring y'all blessings, peace, prosperity. Anybody on the sound of my voice, this is your year coming. All you got to do is just stick to your plan. Do not deviate. Stick to the plan. Stick to the script. That's all I got
to say.
I love y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all all be blessed.
Man, we appreciate you, man. Yeah.
Amen.
Positive, positive, positive. I need that. We need more of that. And he's right. Stick to the plan. My favorite saying is stay fucking strong, you know, and fix your focus. And I have to tell myself that sometimes, because when you feel like shit, you think like shit. And you act like shit. So you have to pull yourself out of that, and you got to stick to the plan, like the brother said. He's right. But yeah, we got to do better, Queen. I don't know what it's going to take. He made another good point. People are changing. And here's the other thing. There is a group of people who are changing and evolving as backwards. They're devolving. Then we have people who see that now is the time to be their true selves. Why do you, I mean, look at all the racists, look at all the, you know, the Trump supporters, how they able to behave that way. Because in this crazy time, they're comfortable in this mess. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So people are, okay, I can do this and get away with it and no repercussions. Oh, I can be my true self. I can act out. So, and we're seeing it.
Yeah.
We're seeing it every day. You know?
We live in a world where so much bad and negativity is happening, and people are being praised for it. And, you know, so that's going to cause more and more people to follow suit. You know, look how many people have had violent crimes or something, and they just got a slap on the wrist. Oh, the jails are overpopulated, or, you know, certain people not doing their jobs, or the community isn't coming together. So if nobody, they have not made an example of anybody to show them, like, okay, you do this, this is a consequence. So now people just following suit. Look at in the ways that people are getting famous and well-known.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So now look, that's what our youth is learning. Oh, okay. Well, I don't have to do A, B, C, and D like I'm being taught at home, because look, this person did none of that, and look where they're at, because I want to be famous. I want to be rich. You know? That's why I always say, when you have a certain status or, you become, when you have people looking up to you and you become a role model, then whether you want to or not, you are. So just be a little mindful of things that you do, because you're going to have people following behind you. Just like people, like us as parents. You know that old saying, do as I say, not as I do? That's not reality. That's not reality.
Never was.
You're confusing your child. It's like, okay, this is bad, this is wrong, but mom or dad is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And their habits is going to come by what they're seeing constantly, not by what you're constantly saying to them. A lot of people learn visually. People catch on to stuff differently. People learn differently. So you have to watch what you do and say and what your children are exposed to. Unfortunately, with the internet and when your kids have to leave their comfort zone, you know, their safe haven, and they have to go to school, unfortunately, and other things in the community, they're going to see some things that they don't see at home. You know, you can't protect them 24/7 on what they're exposed to. Like, my kids was very sheltered. They knew the reality of things because, you know, I spoke and I talked to them about certain things because I didn't want them to go into the world blind. But they didn't see it at home. So I wanted them to know, you know, when you go to somebody else's house, you know, it's not like how it is at home. But when you go to school, you're going to see people that's different from you. Some might be good, some might be bad, some might be quiet, some might be loud. Everyone is not going to be like you when you walk into this school. And Lord only knows what another child is exposed to in their home, and your child has to be around that child, you know, for a good majority of their day. So you have to really teach your kids. I tell my favorite line, I'll be like, I'll let them know. Different parents, different rules, different rewards, and different consequences. So don't go acting like nobody else's child. Talking about what such and such get to do. Such and such ain't got the same parent, you know. But unfortunately, it's just certain things that our children are exposed to at no fault of our own.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to learn how to deal with it when it comes across and still be open with our children to let them know how the world works. Because if the only philosophy you have is, oh, but it don't happen in my home, you're failing. Because they're going to come across other people that they're going to pick things up from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's how it goes. I mean, we can do our very best to teach our kids, but we know once they walk out that door, they're only going to retain only a portion of what we put in. So it's about how you're teaching. It's about the connection and the bond you got with your kids. It's about instilling a sense of worth and honor and respect for yourself and your family. You'd be surprised how often, especially a young black boy, where he goes, I'm not going to do this because I don't know what my parents are going to say. That's not happening enough anymore. We need to get back to that. They need to understand that if I get caught or if I get jammed up, I can't fail my parents this way. And that's gonna take some work. We got a lot of reprogramming to do. And you're absolutely right. With social media and the internet and I love my social media, but even I had to fall back. You know, I haven't been on it as much as possible. You know, so it's like it's too much because it's too many stupid-ass people in one place. And I'm only allowed to give myself so much stupid interactions per day. And I get on overload, and I just can't take it. I just can't take it. So I jump off. So just imagine, and I'm an adult, and I only follow adults. Any kids that I'm following is friends' kids and my kids and nieces and nephews, that's it. But just imagine what a damn goofy-ass 13-year-old has to deal with, or a 14, 15, 16-year-old. What do they turn 16 and they start fucking, and they're thinking about fucking, and they got to watch the run? You think our shit and our freaky friends post some raunchy shit? Go grab your goddamn kid's phone and look at what them teens is posting. Y'all don't know nothing about the disintegrating pick. The disintegrating pick that goes in the DM. You got 30 seconds to see it and it disappears. Like, you parents have no idea the shit that y'all up against. So it's like, you got to reevaluate the relationships you have with your children. You want to be a parent or you want to be a friend? So,
right.
You know, we got a couple comments here. This one is from Kat. Kat is going, I completely agree with the karma aspect. I never can understand how some dudes know you're in a relationship, try to holler at you, want you to leave your dude for them, and think that this shit won't come back on them. I don't get it. Okay. kind of on the nose with that one there, Kat. You going through some shit? God damn. That's kind of specific. But yeah, to her point, it is what it is. Another one for Lady Wren. Yes, we used to have that problem over here in the Bahamas, but the way our society is set up, when we see a problem with women getting hurt and abducted and come up missing, the men come together and they put a stop to it. I wish y'all did that over there. Ms. Dopeness is back. She says, urge women to get their license to carry and learn how to operate it properly. Take self-defense classes and pay attention to their surroundings. Unfortunately, we cannot look for men to take care of us. We have to take matters in our own hands. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
no,
Lord.
Unfortunately, those times where there was the protectors and they was checking, like they don't, it's the accountability thing. No, I mean, you know your homeboy beat women. You know your homeboy got accused of rape or he's a little aggressive or whatever the case may be, and y'all just rolling with him like it's okay. You know, you're not checking him. You're not getting it together. You're not, you know, making them be held accountable, you know. When you get to a point, you know, where you're doing something wrong, and the people, and I'm going to shout out Putting in Work Entertainment. When you get into a crew like that where everybody is held accountable and everybody has a job, you have to be doing what you're supposed to be doing as a father, as a mate, you know, as an artist, as a man, in order to be in that crew. Because the second that you're not, you're going to get checked. And you're going to make, they're going to make sure you back on track. And that's how it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Stop enabling people to be deadbeat moms and deadbeat dads. Stop enabling them to be bitter. And I'm just not talking about people's friends and relatives. I'm talking about the ones that date them, too. And you want to listen to everything that dude done said, oh, his baby mother is, until you get pregnant and it get done to you.
Dumb as shit.
You know, so, you know, encourage these people to be, you know, the best parents that they're supposed to be. Me, I'm not going around nobody, child, and my kids don't see me falling over drunk. My kids, there's no smoking in my house. My kids don't see certain things, so I'm not going to go around somebody else's child and do it. I don't care what their parents do around their kids. I'm not going to be a part of it. They're not going to do it around me, and I'm not going to do it around their kids.
That's how it's supposed to be. It's about respecting of self, and respect goes – respect is like drawers and bras. Wherever you go, it goes. You put on your bra and you walk out the door with it, right? You come back with it, right? Unless you did some freak shit in the alleyway. But you still, you carry it with you. You know what I mean? It ain't just in the house. It's out the house. It's around you. It travels with you. So when you go to someone else's crib, you're around their kids, you conduct yourself appropriately. You know, you act and react accordingly. I don't smoke in my house, but I'm going to go smoke at my homegirl house, and she got a bunch of fucking kids running around.
Right.
You're a piece of shit. We got to be able to start calling out each other. We have to be honest in the interest of corrective actions, not just to make someone feel bad, but you know, I don't know. We just got to find a way to reach each other. The ones who can be saved, let's save them. Because sometimes you could be doing something, and in your mind, nobody could tell you you're doing something wrong. You just know you're doing right, but you're being a piece of shit right now. Being a piece of shit right now. You know? And like looking at Kat's point, okay, Kat, you know, she's right. If a man can steal you away from another man, he is never going to fully trust you. He is acting selfishly. His whole point is to get what he wants. Once he get what he wants and he locks it down, I guarantee that he's going to replicate, meaning side chicks. So, go ahead. Why would I trust you when I stole you from somebody? You didn't break up with your dude, took some time to get yourself together, purge those old emotions, and then we connected. No, we ain't do that. I just stole you.
Yep.
You know, so, nah. You know, but and the karma will come back because somebody done got shitted on. Somebody got shitted on in this triangle, and that energy will come back. That's how it usually works. That's why the fuck I'm going through all this shit. I think that's why I got so many oochies and ouchies and ailments from the time I was being all reckless with the tool and fucking up happy homes and whatnot. Shit, God damn it. I said, I should have been a better person. Oh, man. But, yeah, we got to do better at being better, man, because we some pieces of shit running around in these streets. And we're worse now than we were in 2018, and even in 2019. We're quicker to say fuck it. We're quicker with the hands. We're quicker with the trigger. We're quicker with just, you know, and we're desensitized with death. You know what I mean? It's like we just got to do better, man. We got to turn this thing around, and each one teach one. You know, it ain't going to be a big, massive, you know, we're not going to open up our doors one day and fucking butterflies are back and the bees are humming and the grass is green. No, we got to do it. You start at home. You start at home. And you wake up every day and you say, I am not going to be a piece of shit today. I'm going to do something for me, something for my family. And I'm going to, you know, accomplish some goals. Just imagine if everybody, or at least enough people did it to where you could see the difference in your neighborhood. So something to shoot for. You know, cause yeah. I know that's what I'm trying to do. Shit. But yeah, so what else is going on in your world, Queen? What else you got? What else is on your mind?
Well, let's talk a little bit. I know we only got a little bit of time left, but let's talk about how people do things business wise.
Oh,
no.
You all had me have a nervous breakdown on this fucking show tonight. I'm trying to control myself, Queen. But go on. I'm listening.
Okay. And I say that, I mean, all aspects. I mean, who you connect with, how you keep those professional networking relationships, things being a two-way street, not just receiving but giving, making sure what you're setting out to do, you really want to do. And not just, oh, I'm going to do this because it sounds good. Or, I want to do this because it's going to make me a shitload of money. No. Let it be what you want to do because you got to put some time, some work, some effort in it, some thought. A lot of sleepless nights, early mornings, late nights. It's work. And you got to be able to stick with it. You know. And you have to be careful with the steps you take along the way and how you interact with people along the way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And share that knowledge as well. You know, I'm big on if I learn to figure out how to do something, if I can help someone else, I'm all for it, you know. That's why I want to do so much with this network, you know. With people getting their own show, if they want their own show. Or people have a conversation with me, ask me about certain things I do. I don't mind helping, spreading the knowledge. But what I do tell mm-hmm. them, first and foremost, I say, listen, everything I do, I run by Hakim Nuba. Because sometimes people have so many things that they want to do at one time and instead of focusing on one thing and then letting everything else fall underneath that umbrella, you know, or getting one thing established first before they jump to the next. Some people just want to jump in a pool and whatever they can touch, they want parts in, you know, and then something get neglected or something get left out or something don't get all the proper steps done because you're doing too much on top of what you have to do in your everyday life, you know? You know, which is also a problem because you're not focused. You're not organized. You know, you don't have a plan. When I first started this show, I came across some folks, you know, that I tried to do the networking thing. Supposed to be a cross-promotion thing, but it was mainly a me promotion thing, you know what I'm saying? Or supporting their events or products or whatever it may be. And I got tired of giving. And it's like, you can't share a flyer. You're coming on my show, but you can't promote if you don't promote anything else, you're not even promoting the show that you're on. So I'm saying you got to kind of sit back and look at some things and just do it, you know, differently. But I think it's very important on how you operate your business. Because you know what they say, some things from your past will get pulled up now. All it takes for you to do one person dirty and social media will dig and find something and bring you back down and humble you. So y'all people that's not doing business right out there, and just because you think you're winning right now because you got a following and you're making a little bit of dough or something, just know the time when they come back and drag you back down is the time where you think you're untouchable or you think you made it. And I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
To people.
Yeah. You know, and I sit here and I think about every time I thought about giving up on something in the last year. And it takes a lot for me. My ego won't let me give up on anything. But the thing that I wanted to give up the most was this idea of being in the business development world, business management world, because of a small select group of people that are in it. So my new favorite saying when it comes to business and the fuck ups in business is some of you have no business in business.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine someone sits you down and they want to tell you what their ideas are? And I go, I do the same thing every week. Well, why do you want to do this? Because it's going to get me paid. You know how much money I can make? And I usually say, well, I can't help. It's such a short-sighted idea that you're only in business to make money. The most successful businesses are the ones that solve problems and the ones that people have an emotional connection to and the ones that people generally love the product or the service. So, and some people just in it to make money, and you can tell because it's shitty. Because you see, they start it and they end it, start another one and they end it, and then you look and they tell me, I got a bunch of LLCs, and then you're looking like, okay, but how much am I making your money? So, all right, Queen. It's we got it less than a minute. And it went by
already. Fast. Right.
God damn! I popped my cherry again.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I also want to thank, I can't thank him enough, Hakeem Nuba, for all that he does for my business, and my personal life, because you keep me sane, y'all. So I can be sane for y'all.
You're in trouble. Relying on me to keep you saying you fucked up.
Good. Any last words, Hakeem?
It's time for bed. I'm an old man now. Time for bed.
Okay. That concludes our show for tonight. Till next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.